group to know who each of you are. So, Ian, why don't you start?
Hi, my name is Ian Clayman. I have two retail businesses in Newport, Bayfront and Nye Beach.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Maggie, how about you?
Hi, I'm Maggie Conrad, and I'm the Director of Sales at the Best Western Plus Agate Beach Inn.
Oh, awesome.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
And then Eric.
I'm Eric Seil. I'm the General Manager of the Hallmark Resort in Georgie's Beachside Grill.
Nice to meet you, Eric.
Nice to meet you.
And Lori.
Hi, I'm Lori Hines. I own Dream Homes of Oregon, short-term vacation rentals on the Central Coast.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, Lori.
Thank you, guys.
All right, and Bobby?
Hi, I'm Bobby Price with the Newport Chamber of Commerce. Good to see you all.
Good to see you again, and Bobby.
So, Fox and Crown Group, if you would each introduce yourself and tell the committee what your role is with your company.
Sorry. My name is Ryan Rocha. I am the owner of Fox and Crown Creative, but I'm also the creative director and filmmaker.
I'm Tiffany Van Wyk, and I'm the studio manager.
I'm Taylor Holbrook, and I'm the social media manager.
And I'm John Perez, and I am the lead designer.
We also have one more who couldn't make it. His name's Esai Taylor, and he's our tech slash filmmaker as well.
All right, awesome. So great to have all of you guys here and to be able to, for the committee to actually meet each one of you in that. So so we need to take a look at the minutes from our June 17th meeting. That was the last time we were able to all get together. So if you've had a chance to look at those, or if you have any questions, somebody wants to make a motion on those, that would be great.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So we don't have a chart of accounts like we normally do as of this time. I will tell you that I have put together my own budget. And I have got very extensive records now of everything that we are spending money on. And I now know when all of our contracts end. I now know when certain advertising items are things that, like what month they come up in. I've spent quite a bit of time doing a lot of research and getting copies of all the contracts and everything. So with that said, I would like to thank all of you committee members for allowing Spencer to go to City Council and let the Chamber of Commerce sort of be the lead on taking over the tourism for Newport. With that, at the September 20th, City Council voted to let that happen. We have the city attorney and the city manager and I have, we have a contract that is, you know, the basic all legal mumbo jumbo stuff. And then we have what's called an Exhibit A. And that Exhibit A, and Peggy, I didn't put that in the packet because I knew there were still a couple of things that needed to be tweaked on it a little bit from the attorney. However, it does have a lot of things in it, and I would like to be able to send that to all of you to kind of, so that you can kind of see what it talks about, because it has specific things So all of you will stay a Discover Newport committee. You will not be a committee under the chamber. You will still become be a committee under the city. So basically now what your job is going to be is on a quarterly basis, you will make sure that I'm doing my job. And you will also be involved in ideas and what you think, you know, things that we can do or not do, that kind of thing. But instead of meeting monthly, we will only meet quarterly. And I will do a report to you, letting you know what content we've put in, all of our social media stats, and what our budget is. Because that money will come now to the chamber, and we will keep a separate bank account for that. So we'll have completely separate records. It will not commingle with chamber money. So this month or this year is going to be a little bit skewed just because of the fact that the city has already signed contracts, that kind of thing. One of the other things it will require is that quarterly, so as a committee, you will want to choose a spokesperson because quarterly, somebody from the committee, along with myself, will need to go to city council and present a report. And that'll be, you know, basically that you will report to city council, you know, how we're doing, where we're at financially wise and those kind of things. So any questions on that at all? How that's going to work or anything? No? Well, I want to, so yes, I'm really excited about this. We've done a lot of work already, and Spencer had given me the go-ahead to go ahead and work with Fox and Crown to get them off the ground with everything. And they are an awesome group of people to work with, and Bobby and I are just loving everything they're doing. And so I kind of, at this time, I want them, somebody from your group, to talk a little bit about what we've accomplished. And if you can share your screen and maybe show a couple of things. And I don't know if everyone has had a chance to go to the new website. It's awesome. And if you ever see anything on it that needs corrected or something needs added, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know because they'll get it fixed as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
So.
Definitely.
So, Fox and Crown team, you want to show the committee some of the things you've been working on?
Yeah. I've actually, admittedly, never shared my screen before, so this is going to be a journey for me.
Okay, so it's super simple. Just where the green button is, it says share your screen at the bottom of the thing. Click on that, and then you should have, like, if you have your web page open or whatever it is, the content that you want to share.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing that right now. Okay.
Do you see it?
I apologize. I'm sorry. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, you're gonna go home.
Do you need me to share some of the content and that you've done?
I think I figured it out. There's a website right there. Is that the one I want?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you guys see that?
Awesome. Yes, we can.
Okay. Awesome. So this is the new website. And let me know if I'm too loud. I'm standing right next to the microphone. But when we first started this project, one of our goals was to maintain the history of what Newport is, and kind of expressing that through imagery and colors, color coordination, and typefaces. And the main goal really was to try and attract visitors to Newport year-round. And so the best way we thought to do that was to kind of express what Newport is to its core authentically and organically, nothing hidden, but also to just showing the beauty of what our town is. I mean, we love this town, and so we really wanted to do our best in representing it well. So if you're looking at the website now, you can see our logo design here in the middle. This is the primary logo design, and we had talked about different variations of what the icon could be, but we decided to go with the Dungeness Crab. We decided to go with this almost rust orange color. It's kind of hard to see over this background, but you can see it a little bit more here. And throughout the website, we stuck with that theme. It just kind of reminded us of the cotton candy scouting theme sometimes, or those are pink, but sometimes they're orange and during sunset, or obviously the Dungeness Crab. And then we moved on to our secondary color, which is this dark green color. And that just reminded us of how the sea looks sometimes, where it could have that sea green, kind of like here, look to it. And then we stuck with white because white is just representative of the sea fowl that we have here. And it, I think it just works really well and opens up the rest of the design. So that's how that was the approach we took with logo design. And then when we moved on to the website, we wanted it to be, we wanted people to know what they were looking at and how they can get booked from a glance. So when you open this up, and to be inspired from a glance. So when you open this up, you see beautiful imagery, you see the logo, you have a call to action button here, and all up here as well, which will get you connected really quick to the things that you're looking for. Not only that, when you scroll down, you have experiences already ready for you here. So there's one for the foodie, one for the adventure, one for the family. We decided to take just three of the experiences. I think there are how many experiences?
There's a couple dozen
experiences that we put together with hotel stays and the best food in that area and trails and things like that. That's basically what these are. They're little packages that people can explore just at a glance, really quick. I know that when I go to a new city and I know nothing about the town, I try to figure out, what can I do with my family? And I'm trying to do it really quick because more often than not, I'm doing it at the last minute. I'm doing it in the hotel with my wife and we're trying to figure things out. So what I love about this is it's right there at a glance. It's the first thing that you see when you scroll. So first you're inspired, and then you come down here and you see these experiences already ready for you. And when you click on them, then they take you to those different hotels, different trails, different restaurants. And not only that, but it has links that you can click that'll take you straight to their website where you can book reservations or hotel rooms and things like that. So that was our goal here. The rest of it is here are all the other experiences that you can take a look at as well. The next thing was to explore the history and what Newport is. So often folks want to know what the town is, where to find things, what all the districts are. And so
John, our new designer, felt that it was important for us to go into the district here right away. So you get a little bit of what each one is, and then you can read more. Because again, the goal is to keep this as simplistic as possible with less things to think about. And if there's less things to think about, then more folks, especially these days, they're more apt to book quicker, if that makes sense. But there's also more to read here if you would like to read more about these districts. So that's basically what this is here. And then we have a map that maps out all these districts. This is interactive and it's linked with Google, so it'll give you directions. All of this is the same on your phone as well. So again, and I'm kind of going into too much detail here, but again, this is, I'm just trying to basically show you how easy it is to find what you want. And if you want to learn more, there are links that you can go to. This is also linked directly to our Instagram to try and drive more traffic there. And you have the subscriber list down here. So that was our approach. And as you can see, the design with the colors and the typefaces, and even in the pictures, all the colors kind of match. And we decided to go with that theme of these three colors in everything that we do, whether it's the website, the Instagram, any kind of social media post, video, YouTube, all that has the same look and feel, because when the goal is a year, two, five, 10 from now, when people see that crab, they know exactly what it is. They won't even have to see Discover Newport. They know exactly what it is, and it'll be easily identifiable. Kind of like the Apple logo. Once you see that logo, you know exactly what it is, you know where it came from, you know what it does. So that was our approach with the logo and web design and the strategy. Yeah. that's pretty much it. Judy, is there anything else you'd like for us to talk about?
So Ryan, maybe go to a business and show them how that works with the website and the map and everything.
Okay, sure, yeah. You can just click on Packet Beach. Yeah. First,
I should say that this is all under phase one. So in phase two, we're gonna update this with more about Agate Beach, and we're going to add more businesses as we get them, things like that. But here's the map for that. We're going to populate these maps with the different businesses. And then here are the different cards for these businesses. And again, we're kind of updating this design as well. But if you just click on one, it'll take you to where in the future we'll add more imagery here, maybe video, and some descriptions here, and a map on how you can get there with directions and everything there. And then you have suggested tags here if you want to, couple this with something else in your trip, like whale watchers, bird watching, multi-generational, things like that.
Awesome. I don't know if you have any of your prints that John has done for some of our publications that you can show what you've done.
Yeah.
Do you have that in your email?
I think so. Yeah, I might have to open it up. Give me one second here.
So just so everyone knows, our billboard on I-5 has been changed out to the new design, which is really good. So.
I saw that on Dean's Facebook page.
It had mixed reviews, but I think it only had mixed reviews because of COVID.
Well, and because it was on Dean's Facebook page.
I didn't say that. You did. That might might be something for Taylor to put on the social media advertising our new billboard.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I think I found the billboard. Here it is. So this is the billboard that we ended up with. Funny story about this billboard. We wanted this specific shot and we thought we had it, and we actually had to go and retake it again because when we got the first shot, there was no intention of using it for a billboard, and we took it with a phone, and it looked great on social media, but it didn't work for the billboard. So we had to go back and try and recreate it. And the lovely thing about where we live is that every day is different. You never know what the sky is going to look like. So we ended up taking this shot, and it actually worked a lot better. I love the sun coming down on the side of her hair there and on her hat, and then you can kind of see the city a little bit here on the side, and then you get all the rocks. Actually, in post, I highlighted some of these rocks to be a little bit more vibrant, and then you get the ocean here, and it kind of goes with that theme of your adventure starts here, and then there's just this open vast of what anything can happen, you know? And so when you get here, it's an adventure of its own, whether you've been here many times or if it's your first time. I feel like this is a, I think it's a billboard that expresses that sense of adventure. So
I think it's great because when you're driving by a billboard, you don't have a lot of time to look at a billboard.
Right.
And that is like discovernewport.com and the ocean, and that is perfect. So
yeah, I absolutely love that.
That's great.
I absolutely love that. And that's actually our approach for everything that we do here at Fox and Crown, is if you can make sense of it at a glance, or identify with it, or have some kind of emotional connection to it at a glance, that's a win, because we just live in such a fast-paced world these days, and we only have a few seconds to really express something and catch people's attention. So yeah, that was the goal for sure.
I love it.
It looks great.
Thank you. to add.
Yeah.
We're going to pull up one more.
One thing. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Right there.
This one?
Either one, yeah.
Okay. Oh. Well, this is. There it is. Can you see that, the flag? So this we wanted to have the same approach. Which one is this for, John?
It's standard full page magazine ad.
So again, when it comes to magazine ads or readers, things like that, folks have a little bit more time to read it. And again, we're trying to capture attention right away. But those who do capture their attention, they usually have time to read. To read what's on the ad, and usually it's at the doctor's office or somewhere where they're going to pick up a magazine, and so we thought that we would add a little bit here to kind of express a little bit more of what Newport is and what it has to offer, while also keeping the design nice, clean, simple, effective. Colors are all matching, and then real prominent, you have discovernewport.com here. So that way you to direct more traffic to the website and to get more information. Oh.
You're muted?
Yeah, I think so.
Judy, you're muted if you were trying to talk.
I was. Yes. I never noticed it till now. And but we need to add our Discover Newport telephone number to all of our publication ads.
Okay.
I totally didn't even think about that, and I thought these looked great, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll be sure to add those on all of them in the future.
I have my window open and the wind is like creating all kinds of havoc.
That's okay. Is there anything else you'd like for us to share as far as designs go and our approach or anything?
No, I don't think so. We are currently working on a new brochure. John, mm-hmm. I think John's doing most of the work. I don't know who else is involved, probably everybody, but new brochure. He sent us a really great first rough draft, and Bobby and I tore it to pieces, unfortunately. Did an amazing job. Second draft, we're looking at it, like it way much better. So we will be getting all new brochures printed and get those out to all of our visitor centers and hotels and all of those kind of places in that. So any comments? Do you like the way we're going with things? What do you think?
I like it. I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing, and I've looked at a bunch of your other work, and you do some good stuff around town. So.
Oh, thank you.
great to see it all being put together. So thank you.
Thank you.
I like the fact that we've got a theme, you know, we've got a way to go. It's not just a mixed bunch of stuff. It's like we've got a nice theme flowing in that. And I know Bobby and I are going to be meeting with the group on Monday to kind of talk about phase two of where we should go and that kind of thing. We've only got a couple of publications that are still within this year that we had approved in our budget, and that's the OCBA and the Travel Oregon Guide, and those aren't until more in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
City Council, or not City Council, but the Finance Committee is asking, so when they raise the room tax, there's a certain amount of room tax that has to be used for certain tourism things. And there's potentially about an extra $200,000 that could go to this committee, this program. And they are asking us, if they were to give us that extra $200,000, how would we spend it? And I've come up with some ideas. Bobby has ideas. So if any of you have any great ideas, I would love to hear those, because I'm going to need to put together something for the Finance Committee to let them know what it is we're thinking of. A couple of the things that came to mind was new signage for the entrances to Newport. Right now, they say the friendliest, and it doesn't really, it just says like, welcome to Newport. It has different pictures on it, that kind of thing. But sometimes I think that we could do something better for those signs. Mm-hmm. And then another idea was to, like on the bayfront and at the, in Nye Beach area, have some digital kiosks. So like if somebody was looking for a particular business, they could go in to this kiosk and find the map of where it is that they want to find. You know, like if they're on the bayfront and they're looking for a store, they could, you know, find the store, or it would tell them what events are happening while they're here staying here, those kind of things. So that was another idea. And then one of the things that we've talked a lot about beautification of Newport. We've had a lot of comments this summer that our town is not looking as good as it should. And a lot of several people suggested we do flower baskets along Highway 101 here where the light poles are. But flower baskets for us, I just don't think it's going to work because of the fact of they would have to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be the people to take care of them on a regular basis, that kind of thing. So Nye Beach does the flags, and Walport did the flags this year. And I thought that would be something that would be really great to tap into the arts community and do those flags and then have all those flags along the 101 here and make it look really good. So that was an idea that I had. And then I've kind of been working with Mayor Sawyer and the city, because this Deco district up here is just an eyesore. And if you get stopped at that light and all you're looking at is those ugly buildings with the dirty windows and writing on them and that. So I did some research and I found some material that you can put a photo on this material and you can put them on the windows, and on the outside of the windows, you can't see in, but on the inside of the window, you can see out. And I did a sort of a budget thing on them, and we can do them probably for about $2,000. And it would just like on those empty storefronts, because I know we've had a lot of the art community wanting to put art inside those buildings, but those buildings are not really secure, and you would have to have huge insurance on it and those kind of things. So that was kind of one of the things we talked about, was beautifying this area. In the next probably 2-3 years, there's going to be some urban renewal money and some stuff going on with that area, but we need something to make it look better now. And so I was thinking that we could get some really great artwork or, you know, photos or whatever that we could use to put on this material and put up too. So that was another idea that I had. So anyway, those are just some things that I thought about.
Good.
I think the idea about the Deco District is really good. That is, I get that complaint so much from people that it's not the impression we want to be giving people coming into town. Are those privately owned buildings?
Yes.
What was the last thing you said?
Oh, I was asking if those buildings are privately owned.
Yes. So when we were walking that area, we walked and we measured all the windows and that kind of thing to kind of see. We got all the addresses and that kind of thing. On the west side, where the they put in that little gymnastics area there, there's four stores or buildings right there that are all owned by the same person. And so there's the athletic one, and then there's one that has like some stuff up on the window, and that's actually a Hispanic church in there. And then there is a mattress store going in. And we talked to the person that's managing those buildings, and they are going to be opening up a store where you can go buy decorations that are like ocean, nautical, that kind of thing. and then the mattress stores going in. And at that time, there hadn't been anything in the mattress store, but I noticed now that they're starting to work on that mattress store. So that side of the street, I think, will eventually take care of itself. We talked to them about it's their responsibility to keep their sidewalks cleaned up of debris and weeds and those kind of things. So we're hopeful for that side of the street, but this other side of the street, it's just not good at all.
When Lincoln City was having that same problem up in their main town, you know, Ocean Lake area, they had a window painter come in and paint all of the windows of those businesses. And it was, and it made it look a lot better.
Oh. Yeah, well, and this is sort of what that would be, only it would be, so like we could put a picture of the ocean on it, or we could put a picture of the lighthouse on it, those kind of things. So it'd be kind of the same thing, just different material. The one thing is we have to have permission from the owners to do that to their windows. I don't think it would be a problem because some of those owners on the east side, they don't want to do anything with their buildings. So I don't think, you know, I think it would be okay. They wouldn't care what we did to it, really. Any thoughts or ideas, you guys?
We've been talking about some things, but they're not really solidified ideas. We're just kind of pushing things around, and we just thought we would meet with you first and talk about them, kind of hash that out. But I do agree about the Deco District. It, you know, it's on the 101. It's the first thing that people see when they drive in. So I do believe taking care of that and representing our town well on that first glance is really important. And not only that, but with the signage, you know, the friendliest one that we have right now, switching that out and making that consistent with what we're doing as far as the experience goes. And we had talked about this with you in our initial meeting, that our goal was to for the experience to start online, but also carry on through when folks get here. So they're experiencing the same thing and enjoying that experience from start to end. So when they leave, they're telling their friends about it. They're telling other people about it. They're posting it online, things like that. So I feel like anything we do with those signs or the imagery we put on the windows, it would be fun to really strategically find a plan to make sure those are working well for us. So anything we post up will direct people to the website to look at the lighthouse. Maybe it is a picture of the lighthouse and like, oh, I want to know more. Where do I go? DiscoverNewport.com. And then that's driving more traffic and then so on and so forth. So anyway, those were our thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, definitely any of these ideas that we come up with, Ryan, you guys will be completely a part of it.
Yeah, thank you. that would be super fun. Yeah.
So, yeah. No, you're not getting off on it. You're not.
Awesome.
You'll be working on it. All right. So, in the report, I had given you the reports that Taylor gave me for our social media, which she's been doing a great job on. We've had really good responses. I don't know if you saw that we did a couple of great giveaways to promote the new, you know, our new logo and those kind of things, and just the relaunch of the website and all that kind of thing. And that went over really well. The gang has put together some great new logo wear that we're going to be giving away as prizes and that kind of thing. Anxious to see that.
Yeah, I actually have them.
You know, we were thinking about it, you know, the amount of money we spend on print advertising, doing some of this logo wear with our logo on it is just as good as, you know, walking around with Discover Newport on you if you're like out of town or those kind of things, you know, it could be great.
Nice.
So this is the pullover sweater that we came up with, the logo on the front and the primary logo on the back. And what's funny about this is this was, I created a mock-up for the logo design presentation. That's how this started.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just loved them so much, we all wanted one. And so we're like, let's just make some apparel.
I want one.
Yeah. They came out great. Brad,
I think our committee really needs to have one too. So if we need to get a few more and get sizes, we should do that so that each of our committee members can have one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be dropping these off to you soon. There's a few boxes here, so.
Awesome. All right. Anybody else have anything they'd like to bring up or talk about? Or because this is your last chance now for a few months. I haven't officially signed the contract with the city yet, but I'm sure that will happen in October. So probably, let's see, October, November, December, January. So we may not have another meeting again until December or January. So, and I'm not 100% sure, Peggy, I don't know if you can tell me this. Where they are a city committee, that means that I can't email them in between meetings.
Well, you can't be making decisions in between meetings. You can email the committee and you can ask them to weigh in on something, but you cannot ask them to vote. And when they do respond, they should not respond to reply all, because that's where we could get into trouble creating, you know, unnoticed meetings.
Okay, so what I might do is on a monthly basis then just kind of send everybody a recap of what we've been working on and that, just to kind of keep you guys in the loop so that, you know, if you have any thoughts or anything like that that you'd like to share, please reach out and that, so. All right. And if you know of any people that would like to join this committee, we'd love to have a couple of more people so that if one of you are unable to attend, we still have a quorum to be able to have a meeting. So anyway, I don't have anything further. Anyone else? Last chance. All right. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate your time.
Goodbye.